It's already recorded.
Thanks. And then just again to stop it.
Yeah.
Or, and one of them, I'll work out.
The other one of the students, submissive, is always ready to render service, to receive knowledge, and inquiries on the perfect.
Tadri pranipudena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastata darshanaha. The strive to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Om Vishnu Graya Krishna Prasthagavaya Srimade Bhakti Granata Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatam Deve Gauravani Vacharne Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya Deva Karna. The process of spiritual gaining spiritual knowledge is explained here as submission, inquiry, and service. This is the same process, not only in the spiritual life, but also in the material life. That in order to hear knowledge, even preliminarily, we have to be submissive. If we already think we know more than the speaker, or we think that what the speaker has to say has no real value in my life, then we won't bother listening. Why would we waste our time listening to something we think we already know, or we think that is useless to know? Therefore, the first qualification is submission. And the second qualification is that we have to be inquisitive. Inquisitive in such a way, as it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shushusha Sharadanasya Vasudeva Tavarishi. Sya Mahatseya Vipra Punya Kirtani Shevana. That Shushusha has the import that not only we're hearing, but we're hearing the idea of wanting to put into practice. If we thought some knowledge was actually valuable, then of course we'd want to put it into practice. Just like if I told everyone here that I was going to say that there was $1 billion in gold buried 2 blocks from here. Do you think everyone listened very attentively? I think so. Because we automatically think that the knowledge we've got to receive has some value, and I can apply it with my life and gain something, even if I get half of the talent. So certainly, if we think that spiritual knowledge is valuable, then we'll be attentive to hear about it. Of course, it's only offering eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. So these things are not very important to most people. They have much better things to get. But if we value that, if we believe there's such a thing as eternal life, if we believe that there's such a thing as bliss and enlightenment, then of course we'll listen. And not only will listen to the idea, but we'll actually put it into practice. And the main point is explained here, humility. Because we're bewildered by the illusory energy, we think we're this body. Thinking ourselves through this body, we think we have so many assets. Generally the assets are Janma, Aishvarya, Shuddha, and Shivya. Namely, birth in a very nice country, previously that was called aristocracy. Now, if you're born in an economically advanced country, you're considered to be aristocratic. Even if you're born in Australia, people are offering some respect that you've made so much material advance, you're very, must be pious. And Aishwarya, if you have wealth, even your rascal number one, mafioso number one, somehow or another, if you got wealth, you're considered to be pious. And Shuddha, if you can juggle words in such a way that understand them, then you can consider to be materially advanced also. And if you can put enough makeup on so that people can't see what you really look like, then you can consider to be beautiful. So these material assets, they're all based upon the body. But since we're not the body, no matter how wealthy or beautiful or intelligent or however aristocratic birth we may take, it has nothing to do with ourselves. It is simply the vehicle that we've been given by the material energy under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which was meant to be used in the service, but was far ignorant to utilize it simply to serve the dictation of the senses and the mind. Therefore, because we know it, service to Krishna, but service to Krishna, Krishna said, Evam Ram Rakta, Evam Rajasya Guru, Saklane Hamata, Yoga Nashta Randapa. Service to Krishna comes through the succession. That when Krishna speaks knowledge that he's God, if one repeats the same knowledge that Krishna is God, that's the succession. Of course, it's easy to repeat that Krishna is God. More importantly, it is to engage our energies in Krishna's service. Talk is cheap, they said. But to actually dedicate our lives in Krishna's service and teach others how to engage their lives in Krishna's service, their words, their wealth, their life, their intelligence, this is what preaching or this succession is meant for. And here it also mentions that blind following is certainly the reason condemned, that one should not get submissively, but one should get a clear understanding through submission, service, and inquiry. So generally speaking, in the world, there's Krishna explains in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna was asking, Jayasi kat karmanaste mata buddhir janardana kat kim karmani goryam yo Niyodhasi, Niyodhasi Keshava. Krishna, or Keshava, why do you ask me to engage in this ghastly warfare if you think that intelligence is better than fruit of activities? Vyagashareena, Vyakena, Pudimava, Nishiva, Me, Tatkin, Karmani, Goryam, Niyodhasi Keshava. Yagashrena Vyakena Buddhi Yoga Nisivame Tamekam Badanishya Yena Shreyaham Apnya. My intelligence is bewildered by your apparently contradictory statements. So therefore tell me which is better. So then Krishna clarifies it. Shri Bhagavanavacha Loke Smin Vidanishta Prokrokamayanada Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yogi. That there are two classes of people who try to understand themselves. One is by karma yoga and the other is by jnana yoga. In other words, religion and philosophy. But they both have to combine together if we want to make any advancement. That we not only have to work, but we have to understand what we're doing. We have not only understand what we're doing, we actually have to do something about it. Otherwise, if we simply work without any knowledge, it'll simply be fanaticism. And if we have a lot of knowledge, so-called knowledge, but we don't do anything, it'll just be dry speculation. Therefore, religion and philosophy have to work with the mind and intelligence. If we have a lot of intelligence, but our mind is crazy, that won't help us. Intelligence is meant to help us utilize the mind and senses in devotion to Krishna. That's real intelligence. But if we simply utilize our mind and senses in activities without understanding for whom we're doing the activity, that's simply also a waste of time. Though we have to understand why we're doing them, not only just do them. Therefore, intelligence should direct mind and senses towards devotional service. And the mind and senses should be utilized in Krishna service, understanding what we're trying to please Krishna. Then the activities will produce jnana and vairagya, That is real experience, real transcendental knowledge, that we're not the body, but we're Krishna's servant, and detachment from everything that leads the mind away from Krishna. Or in other words, if one faction becomes Krishna conscious, then automatically there is full knowledge of everything in relation to Krishna, and detachment from everything that may draw our mind away from Krishna. Therefore, the spiritual master, as explained here, is necessary. But here, spiritual master is used in the plural. Krishna says, jnaninas, which is plural, which means that anyone who has more knowledge and more devotional service, more devotional attitude than we have, is more practically engaged in service to Krishna, and who knows more about the intricacies of devotional service, and can teach us how to practically engage in service to Krishna, has to consider our spiritual master. So it's not that only one who gives me mantra or the Diksha Guru is my spiritual master, but any devotee who knows more than I do should be treated as Guru or Prabhupada. Prabhupada doesn't mean that I've joined the Hare Krishna movement and now everyone's calling me Prabhupada, everyone's calling me Master, so now I'm in an association with people who know who their real master is. Life feels very good. But actually, Prabhupada means that I am everyone else's servant, that they're my Prabhupada. That one should not think oneself Prabhupada, one should think oneself Gopi Bharata Padakamalaya Dasa Dasa Anudasa, the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. As soon as one thinks oneself to be Guru, then one is a Guru or cow. And one should only think oneself to be the servant of Krishna's servant. And taking shelter of the superior devotees, that means we should learn how to serve the devotees. Superior devotee doesn't mean he thinks himself to be superior to the other devotees. That's why he's the master. No, superior devotee means one who practically understands and practically serves the other devotees, who thinks himself to be the servant of the servants of Krishna. That's spiritual master. And from such a spiritual master, we learn how to become servants of the devotees. And that service to the devotees may be seen in many different devotees. And ultimately, the pure devotee, the topmost devotee, sees everyone as their spiritual master because he helps, everyone helps him learn how to become a better servant of his spiritual master. Therefore, it says here, when the student submissive and always ready to render service, and the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. So we should inquire how we can increase our devotional service. That's only a bona fide inquiry. This inquiry about useless topics like, where the jiva came from or something. These are just useless waste of time. We have to inquire how to practically increase our service. Otherwise, it's considered blind, absurd inquiries. And the inquiry should be helping us understand how to serve Krishna and whatever we're doing. Otherwise, it's just blind following. If we don't find out how to put Krishna in everything we're doing, consciously serve Krishna in full consciousness, then it's simply blind following. So we have to know how to increase our service and how to put Krishna in our service, how to dedicate our service devotionally to Krishna. Then that's what knowledge, that's what inquiry is meant for. That's what service is meant for. Otherwise, we're just wasting our time. And we have no one to blame for it except for ourselves. Because Krishna and Prabhupada has given us very clear direction how to utilize this valuable time in devotional service so we can become fully Krishna conscious in this lifetime. And if not, we may be given other chances, but still we have to come to that practical platform. Therefore, if we inquire, it should be about anything. It should be with the idea of how to practically increase my devotional service to Krishna. And if we understand very clearly how to serve Krishna in such a way as to become Krishna conscious, that will be perfection of our lives. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Raj, how can we understand that we're becoming detached from material energy and developing attachment to Krishna.
We'll love to see only Krishna. The preliminary thing is the very basic, come to human form of life first, is Matavi Vatvaradvareshu, Paradvareshu, Lovsrava, Atmavat, Sarabhuteshu, Yakashitis Pandigaha. So we'll see every woman, except for our wife, we just like our mother. We'll see everyone's property, we just like garbage on the street. We'll see all living entities, we just like our own self. That's the preliminary qualification. And from that point, then we can actually be in real devotion service. We won't be carried away by illusion. Anything else? Yes.
Sort of like easy way back to God. There's
no easy way back to God. You can try.
So I just have to be very sincere to get that person, control the senses, to be like, you
know, peace of
devotional service.
I have to follow the process.
Just follow the process.
Yeah, that's why we have the class. We try and hear from it, and we try and apply it. All those things that you mentioned are part of our philosophy. We have to learn to apply.
Well, doesn't hurt to sort of often think that maybe Krishna's so merciful we might actually save me one day.
Waste of time. Complete waste of time. It's like you sit at home thinking that by the mercy of the college and the university they'll award me honorary teacher. It's a waste of time. It may happen, but it's very unlikely. In the meantime, you're just wasting your time. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Rajaraj, Shrimad Bhagavad Gita, Kija.
Kija.
Yeah. What's his name? What was it?